Hello, and welcome to another instalment of our occasional podcast called I Wish I Hadn't. I'm Dave Hill.
And I'm John Wyatt. As you can tell from our names, David and Jonathan, we were born in the 1950s, so we've had many years to accumulate embarrassing moments, which we now feel happy to share.
The dictionary defines regret as a sorrowful remembrance, a sense of loss. But we're not in the business of sorrow and loss here. We're dealing with those things in life that we might wish had been otherwise, but which we're now prepared to own up to.
Good morning, John. It's nice to see you on the screen again. We haven't done anything like this for ages, because we've been able to be in the same room for quite a few of our previous podcasts, and now we're back to sort of old school technology using the offices of Zoom, aren't we?
Yes, but not as old school as we are, of course. We are ancient school, aren't we? This would have had to be a letter in the past, Dave.
Yes. I'll just fetch my quill a moment.
Yeah. Well, we'd have to send a messenger with a message in a cleft stick, running in between the two of us.
Yeah. As long as it leads to the inception of any long distance races, we'll be okay, really, won't we?
Exactly. Yes. So, what's today's subject, Dave?
Well, today's subject is one that I hadn't thought about in a long time, which was toys. And I think with toys, it's obviously a nostalgia thing, because you tend to look back at the types of toys that you had as a small child than when you were older. I think toys tend to sort of fade away from the time you're about 10 or 11, don't they, really? And presents become other things. You tend not to have toys in your possession as much.
Possibly a bit later. I mean, do you still have any toys of yours from childhood?
I have one toy that is in the loft that I discovered while I was having a root around the other day. And it's a torch made by a company called Pifco. Do you remember Pifco?
I do remember Pifco, yes. Pifco.
And it's like a sort of an orangey brown ray gun. I know it really is not a pistol, but a nice ray gun, real 50s style. The sort of thing that you'd have seen in Forbidden Planet or early Star Treks and stuff like that. Which I thought was fantastic when I had it, and I've held on to it. I haven't got the box. We'll come on to boxes later on, but it's still up there. It took a battery. Because I opened it up to have a look inside, the battery is of a style no longer made at all. It's such a, it's like a long, it almost looked like a candle, like a thick candle that went in it. And it's not, and it's probably about sort of 4 inches, 5 inches long and round. And I looked at that and I thought, well, there'd be no point trying to make this work ever again, because you can't get the batteries for it, So that's the only.
I thought you were going to say that it was driven by a water wheel or something like that.
Could have been, really. It's the sort of thing where in my youth, I'd probably have thought to myself, oh, I can't get the battery for that. So what I'll do is I'll plug a couple of wires into the mains with matchsticks, and then, put up to the two ends of the battery and see what happens. The sort of thing that can probably, kill you, I would imagine. But it's the sort of thing I did in those days. But that's the only toy that I've come across that I still possess, and I probably had that when I was about five or six or something like that, I think.
Well, I've got two toys. I've got one actual cuddly toy that I had from when I was about 2 or 3 years old, which is the kind of a knitted dog. I don't know why I've still got that. But the other one that I've got that you will remember very well, I still have my Subbuteo cricket set.
Funnily enough, I'd made some notes about Subbuteo because I was going to come on to that. I didn't know whether I'd mentioned it before, but yeah, Subbuteo cricket. It was quite a niche one, wasn't it? Really, it wasn't as well sold as the football ones, but I thought it was brilliant. Yeah,
like the football one. One of the I wish I hadn't. Is that one was constantly kneeling on the figures, weren't you?
Yes.
You know when you.
Yeah.
So you then had to glue them back on their base, and they sort of stood there on a drunken kind of angle.
Looking like they'd had a good tea, should we say?
Yeah. And also, it's quite painful kneeling on one too.
Yes, yeah, they weren't quite in the Lego brick category, but they certainly could give your knee a bit of a sharp. Sting.
But then we're too old for Lego, I think, aren't we? I don't know when Lego came in. I never had any Lego.
We had Lego at home, but you know, you see all the Lego that's in the shops these days, and they're all special little sets and all these different little bits that go in it. In those days, you had the little sort of six prong bricks that came in white, red, and blue, I think it was, and a base, right. And it was a bit like the old Henry Ford thing. You know, you could make any model you like as long as it's a block or a tower. But yeah. I remember my sister and myself used to do that, and then you might make a sword with it, and you cleverly construct this thing that had a handle, two bits that came out, and the long bit on the end. And of course, as soon as you waved it, the bricks would come undone and fall on the floor anyway. But yeah, that was the very, very early Lego. I mean, I wish I still had some of those. I bet they're worth some money these days because they were the originals, you know.
Well, I know that this is going to be a big, I wish I hadn't, isn't it? That you wish you still had some of those things.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I hadn't got rid of them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some of the toys that we had, if we still had them in boxed condition. I mean, I knew somebody who used to have, who collected Dinky toys and Corgi toys when he was a child, but kept them in their boxes, you know. I mean, now they'd be worth a fortune, but I mean, even at the time I thought, why? I mean, you buy them to play with.
That's what they always say, isn't it? You know, these antiques people who say, well, of course, it's play worn. I mean, it's not worth very much money. You think, well, what's the point of buying it for a child if you're not expecting him to play with it, you know? If that's the idea, why not just buy two and put one away, sort of thing?
Yeah. I mean, we'd both be millionaires if we kept all the toys in pristine condition, wouldn't we?
I mean, my Pifco ray gun torch, I mean, you know, of course you do, you look it up online and see if anybody, you know, remembers them. And apparently you can still, on collector sites, get them in the box, you know, in pristine condition. Yeah. About 60 or 70 pounds, something like that, you know, nothing huge, but I thought to myself, well, mine's worth about tuppence, basically, because A, that you can't get the battery for it anymore. B, I seem to remember the lens came off at some point. And and I stuck it back on with a bit of Airfix glue. So that was it. But, of course, you know, the idea behind it was you thought, oh, it's great, this ray gun torch. It will obviously shine a nice thin beam of light onto something just like a ray gun. No.
Yes.
That's not how it worked at all. It was just a torch, basically. just lit up an area.
Yeah. Talking about construction things, did you ever have any Meccano?
Never had Meccano. No. Did you?
I did, but I couldn't see the point of it. I mean, I've got no, you know, sort of engineering interest or skill at all. So I used to find it was quite boring. I just had bits, you know, and you had to sort of screw them together. And I think I wish I hadn't had that, and then I could have had some other toy instead.
Well, I was thinking back to toys that I'd actually owned and had. You only tended to get them for Christmas and birthdays, really. They didn't get them in the general run of things. But no, the Subbuteo, I mean, I think I may have said before, I can't remember, but my Subbuteo disappeared because I took it to college with me. You know, the cool thing to do at college, play Subbuteo with your mates. Lent it to someone, never got it back, and so mine just disappeared somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
Especially with my hand painted teams that I had, you know, where I'd I'd got a standard one and thought, I quite fancy a Hamilton Academicals or something, or a, and you'd look up their colours and get the Hummel paint, Humbrol paint, wasn't it, that you bought for
Humble paint, yes,
bottle
that's right.
and painted them. And of course, they used to end up with paint on their faces and on their hands because I wasn't the artistic. So
I remember that too, yeah.
yeah.
I mean, we built up a whole sort of mythology around Subutio, though, didn't we? We used to have our own leagues and
Indeed, indeed. Yes, I can. I still remember those. Yes, those long evenings in the winter, playing out, games between West Bay and Drimpton and people like this. You know, which,
all local teams, yeah, with
to report back the results to you so you could update the league tables.
on the telephone. Yes, I know. Yeah, it was very, I mean, it was in those days our sort of computer games, I guess, wasn't it, really? It was
Absolutely.
just as compulsive.
Absolutely.
But yeah, did you actually have many toys?
I was, that's what I was thinking back about. I don't think I had a huge amount of toys, really. I mean, we
No, I
tended to
didn't.
have board games that, because there were the two of us, we'd often get a board game between us, of some sorts that we could play, you know, summer holidays and Christmas holidays and things.
Yeah.
But actual toys, I mean, I remember having a, well, you wouldn't call it a toy really, but a bike that was a great present. I remember that, and certainly every birthday and every Christmas, I'd get a football, which I didn't mind because I like playing football. But you
Yeah.
knew full well that these they weren't like leather footballs; they were the plastic ones.
Yes.
And if you bought the really cheap ones, of course, you in a windy condition, you'd kick it and it would fly off, and almost like a fantastic curved banana kick, but you hadn't meant to do
Yeah,
it.
that's
Or
right.
if I played in the garden, I mean, you could probably count down to about 15, 20 minutes before it went into a rose bush. And once
Yes.
they went into a rose bush, that was it. It was finished with.
Yeah. I mean, my main toy was my train set,
Yes.
which I built up and really developed, and I eventually sold it to pay for the school cruise that we went on. I think I
Yes.
got 50 quid for it. But I developed that over a long, long time. And most of my Christmas presents were, engines or things like that, which I think probably speaks to a desire for world domination in me, I think, because that's what I saw it as. I was developing, I built a whole set, with houses and cars and, everything was
I
organized.
remember it. I remember it very, very well, John. I mean, you know, I think it was the one of the commandments. The earliest commandments I broke was about coveting things, and I always coveted your train set, I have to say, because mine, I had a train set. It was a Hornby TT train set, which TT
Yes.
stood for tabletop, apparently, because it was not quite as big as the 00 ones. It was not as small as the really tiny ones. So it was. It, and I had a circular track for it. And I had two locomotives and a few carriages, and I could put it up on the landing upstairs. But I had to put it up. Yours was sort of fixed in situ, wasn't it? I seem to remember. Mine had to be taken out of the box, put up, and then the train on it, which was great. It was a really, you know, it was obviously a steam train, because that's. When we had them, those were the trains that were running on our tracks at the time, weren't they? And
Yeah, of course.
this train would go round and round, and round and round and round and round, basically. Nothing else with it. But the thing I most remember about it was the transformer that had the dial on it to send the electricity through. For
Yeah.
whatever reason, there was obviously a slight fault in mine, or it built up static or something, but I do remember one day setting it up, walking away from it, coming back to it to turn it on, putting my hand on it, and being literally thrown back against the wall by the transformer. So I did receive an electric shock from it, and that was the last time I ever plugged that in and used it as such, because I thought
Another death experience, Dave. You and
this.
electricity just
I
are
thought
not best friends, are they?
no.
No.
I mean, like you, I sold mine in the end. I think I sold it for money for college, to be honest. I think I sold it to a little shop in Dorchester, and I think in those days I got 25 quid for it, I think it was. And Think about it, 1972, 73, 25 quid wasn't too bad. But
No.
I looked it up the other day and realised that each of the locomotives on it are worth about 200 quid now, and then the track's worth money as well. So, you know, but at the time, needs must. Yeah,
Yeah.
needs must, yeah.
I do ever have a Skellextric because I
No.
had one of them and I was very excited when I got it, but it had two cars, one of which was a sort of a racing car, and the other one was a family sedan. It performed like a family sedan. So if you tried to have a race, the family sedan would be trundling along behind the racing car. It was a kind of a rubbish competitive game because whoever got the family sedan would always come last. It was a deeply unsatisfying toy.
Didn't by any chance come with, you know, extras like a sort of a National Trust blanket and a tartan flask or anything, did
Yeah, and every so often they'd have to stop for a picnic at the side of the track.
I mean,
They'd bring.
the best thing would have been if as part of the set it had come with for you a full-sized cap and driving gloves, wouldn't it, really?
Yeah, well, how do you know I didn't?
Oh,
Yeah,
dear.
one of the other hazards of childhood was Airfix. You mentioned
Yes.
Airfix glue earlier, because the amount of glue that you and I must have inhaled over the years making Airfix models and things like that. Nobody ever warned about that in those days, but
No, it was great, wasn't it? That's why you look forward to making a model, wasn't it? You could
yeah.
hunch over the table and drift off into a world of your own, really.
My happy time making an Airfix strip
Yeah.
mine.
Well, I did. I think. I mean, I'm sure I must have told you. Going to my grand's house and the glue there. Have I told you that one? I think I
No.
might have. She had a drawer which had it had this very strong glue in a pot in it. And I used this is at in Bedminster, Gerrards Green. And I used to go into after school into her house, and she would get out this glue and bits of card and paper and stuff for me to cut up and stick. And I used to
Yeah.
inhale this glue and this and I can remember thinking to myself, every time I came away from, I love making these cutout collages. It just makes me feel so happy. And I don't think it's anything to do with the collage itself. I think I was literally glue sniffing, inventing glue sniffing, basically. And
That's a great story.
it was a really strong, I think it was like a carpet glue or something, you know, one of those really heavy duty
Right.
ones. But yeah, I mean, the Airfix glue and the paint, well, I mean, I used to love, you know, love making the Airfix models of the Spitfires and stuff like that. I nearly always had a couple of tiny bits left over
Yes,
because, you know, I'd started off following the instructions and then decided I probably knew better and how to do it, and then you not put a bit on that should have gone on before another bit and ended up with
yes.
nothing.
I mean, anybody listening to us will know of our previous experiences with, self-assembly furniture and things, that this is pretty much a regular thing in our lives, an inability to do things properly.
It was a pathway into it, wasn't it, really? Pathway into that. And the other thing I always remember is, you know, they used to provide those, like the markings were always provided as transfers, weren't they? And
Yes.
you had to soak them in water, and then warm water, and then slide it off onto the model.
Yes.
And
Yes.
if you were really good at it, you could do it so that it looked perfect on the side of it.
Yes.
I don't think I had a single model where there wasn't a bit missing from the transfer where it had broken, B, a crease in it, or C,
Yes.
it was on at such an angle that, you know, the side of the Air Force roundel sort of went up onto the top of the fuselage of the aircraft and stuff like that. I should have known then that practicality and model making and craft were not my things, really.
Like, Messerschmitts with swastikas that look sufficiently, insufficiently, no German would have been happy with that.
No.
Talking of that, I mean, we were very much of an era also who played war games, weren't we? I mean, played cowboys and Indians. I had some plastic cowboys and Indian figures, but you also had those Airfix figures of German troops and,
Yes,
and
yeah. Little box
troops
sets,
and
weren't there? Boxes of them.
awesome.
And you got loads of
Yeah.
the Africa Corps and the things like that, and
Exactly.
commandos and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, we were sort of in the 50s and early 60s reliving the Second World War, really, weren't we?
Very much so, yeah, very much so. I remember, I do, you know, you've reminded me of a toy that I did have, which was a bath toy. This could sound like it's very rude, but it isn't really. And it was a baking soda powered submarine or something like that, I think.
Oh, yes, I remember them. Yeah.
And it was
You
it
used
had it.
to get little packets sometimes. You get a little one.
Yeah. And it was the same sort of thing, just a slightly larger one. It had two men sitting on it. And I think it was it had been I think they'd been used in some battle in the war, maybe at Dieppe or somewhere like that. And you'd put a little bit of this baking soda on it, and the reaction of that with the water would make the thing turn, and it would shoot along. I don't know if the, I don't know if it if I don't think I ever had it in the bath with me. I think it was more a case of, filling up a sink of water, because I couldn't do a bath full of water, so that it would, if there was any baking soda around, you could make it travel the sort of, I suppose, about 4.5 inches from one side to the other of the sink. But that was about it, really. And of course, they were always plastic, weren't they? They always broke or disappeared somewhere.
Of course, the other way in which the war sort of intruded into our childhood was in comics, because I don't, did you have a comic regularly? But I used to have Victor, which was again largely about refighting Second World War battles, when it wasn't about things like Alf Tupper, the runner and
The tougher the track, you mean?
Tougher of the track. Yeah. And then there was a football story normally, wasn't there, that we Roy of the Rovers, Melchester, I remember.
Melchester Overs and Gorgeous Gus. I remember Gorgeous Gus. Remember Gorgeous Gus?
No.
No, he always reminded me of a certain late friend of ours who was a fantastic footballer,
Yes.
and he used to he reminded me of Gorgeous Gus, because he would. Gorgeous Gus was, I think he was a Lord something, if I remember rightly, and he would turn out to play for this First Division side, but he would only do anything if the ball was passed precisely to him in the right place. If it was, he always scored, but if it wasn't, he just ignored it, sort of thing. And I remember thinking, I think he was a
Alf
bit
Tupper.
like,
Yeah. Alf Tupper used to train on cigarettes and beer, didn't he?
yes, I remember that. Run on cinder tracks.
But all the war stories would have German pilots saying "Achtung Spitfire," and "Donner and Blitzen." That's the very
Blitz.
first words of foreign language that I learned.
Yes.
And
Yes, I
Himmler was
remember
another one. Don't know what Himmler meant.
Sorry.
Himmel was another word, German word. Not quite sure what Himmel meant, but it was always in comics.
I think, is it heaven or something like that? Himmel?
Maybe,
I'm not,
maybe. I
possibly.
didn't know they
Because
would
don't
be
forget,
in.
John, we didn't do German at school, did we?
No, we
So,
didn't. No,
it was.
we barely did Spanish, Dave, did we really?
Some of us, yes. Some of us less than others. No, there was a one of the heroes was a chap called, I think it was Captain Hurricane. Captain Hurricane, I remember.
Yes. Yes, I remember. Yeah.
There was, I mean, this is, you couldn't get away with this now, but one of them had an Asian Batman. Do you remember?
Yes.
And
Yes, I do.
his weapon of choice. Do you remember what he called his weapon of choice?
No.
It was
No, tell me.
something we used to like to use, made of willow with a handle,
Oh,
and
yeah,
he
clicky
called
bar.
it Clicky Bar.
Oh dear.
Oh,
Yes,
you couldn't
that's
get away
excellent.
with that now, could you? You really couldn't.
I know. No, we were deliberately unwoke in those days. Yeah. And you de very definitely had boys' comics and girls' comics. I mean,
Oh,
you
yes.
didn't want to read Bunty or anything
No.
like that. My sister used to get something like that, but not
It's
for me.
I did used to read my sister's Bunty from time to time, just if I had nothing else to read, really. But no, I remember having Look and Learn very early on,
Me
which,
too.
I mean, and to be honest, I look back and I think I did learn a lot from those things, because There were some quite interesting bits in them. It's a bit like older men saying they used to buy Playboy for the articles, but Look and Learn used to have interesting articles in it, as well as some pictures and things like that. But
The centerfold rubbish, though, weren't
oh, dreadful. Yeah, who the hell wants to see an engineer's drawing of the inside of a nuclear power station? I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly. You couldn't get off on that, could you?
No,
Yeah. Oh
no.
dear, it does make it seem of another age. So I kind of there's an I wish I hadn't in a way. I'm not quite sure. Do I wish I was back there playing? Not too particularly, but
No, I'm pleased we experienced it. I mean, I think those the you know, I mean, it's the old adage of childhood was so much simpler then, and all this sort of business. And but it did seem simpler, I suppose. I suppose it's because we only remember the really good parts of it. But I mean, I'm sure there were long, boring parts as well. But
You were thrown back on your own resources a bit more too, perhaps, so you tended to invent games, didn't you?
Yes,
I mean, I remember a sort of cricket game I played with cards where, you turn the card as a king, you were bold, and if I mean, I had sort of complicated rules, but quite fun devising these and then playing a game with it, Well, I think we've
Well,
given that a good going over,
I
Dave.
think we have. I just had a message flash up to say the meeting was ending in 10 minutes anyway. So, it's
Sure.
you know
Do
what we'll sort of we'll.
we want the genie to remove any one of those, or are we not going to bother with that?
Oh, I think we'll give our dear friendly genie the afternoon off now, shall we? So until next time.